Yeah, you know what's going on, guys. You thought the Serious Brett and Lethal J weren't going to be back? You're crazy, baby. It's WrestleMania weekend. Of course we're going to be back. We've got things to talk about. We got NXT TakeOver to talk about, which was phenomenal. We got the Hall of Fame, a little bit of Hall of Fame to talk about, which is going on right now. DX is being inducted. And of course, we've got WrestleMania, baby. We got a lot to talk about and possibly bitch about as well. Now, Lethal J, how's it going, brother? Yes, of course, I busted out the sexy music. We need to do that every single time. I think that's going to draw in our fan base a little bit more, brother. But Lethal J, I know you got a lot to talk about. It's WrestleMania weekend. What are your feelings? In a three-word sentence, if that's even a thing, how are you feeling about WrestleMania weekend?
Three words. All right. Great, not excellent so far.
That's a broad spectrum. That allows you to, fluctuate.
It's very broad.
It's very important.
I know I added an extra word in or whatever, but so far the week's been awesome. I'm hoping tomorrow kind of bumps it up a little bit. With that said, of course, with NXT being on last night and everything like that, the matches from NXT last night, those will probably be the best matches of the weekend.
I'm gonna have to agree with that.
Be real. As far as wrestling matches, they're probably gonna be the best match of the weekend. I'm trying to think.
Well, it's just because the main event at WrestleMania is a good matchup. As far as ability goes, agility goes, their stats are pretty even. But all the other matches, they're Kofi, of course, Kofi and Bryan, that's going to be an incredible match. They're going to be able to work the fuck out of each other. What?
Brad, there are fucking 16 matches tomorrow.
17.
What the fuck? Yeah, because John Cena doesn't
16.
Have
no,
that
you're
match,
right. It's 16.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Does John Cena have a match? Yeah, it's 16.
He doesn't have a match. He will have a match. It's John Cena. He's booked there. He's going to be there. So he's going to have a match. And that's not even including all the fucking extra segments they're going to need to add, because there needs to be an Elias segment.
Since we're talking about John Cena right now, Hall of Fame's going on right now. And I told you I was going to talk about this real quick, and this will segue perfectly to what we're talking about right now. Now, John Cena, of course, tonight on the Hall of Fame, folks, if I'm spoiling this for you, I apologize. But of course, the Warrior Award is one of the things that has been happening the last 3 years. Maybe it's four. I don't know. But excuse me. John Cena was inducting Sue Atchison, who is not a huge advocate. She is the advocate for the Make-A-Wish Foundation in connection with the WWE, which actually brought John Cena to the record-breaking top notch. And they said that Justin Bieber thought that he beat him, but John Cena's at 619 wishes on Make-A-Wish Foundation. But anyways, John Cena comes out here, guys. And now keep in mind, he's coming out as John Cena. He's doing this for Make-A-Wish Foundation. He's doing this for the Warrior Award. These are kind of serious things, you know what I'm saying? He still gets the John Cena socks. There's a chant that starts, face Kurt Angle. now, of course, with that being said, and there's a lot of other things that happened too. I mean, they said, they did the chants with John Cena and whatever, but the one that hit me was, of course, face Kurt Angle. Now, do you actually believe, dude, that they're not going to make that happen? That John Cena is not going to indeed face Kurt Angle at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Baron Corbin for his farewell match? I don't know Baron Corbin's backstory.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know Baron Corbin's backstory, and I'm ignorant in saying this, and I apologize, but it's certainly not to the point to where I feel a farewell match for one of the legends of professional wrestling is warranted. You know what I'm saying? It's certainly not Baron Corbin. I mean, John Cena is, I think that needs to happen. And I think that chance night may have, I don't know if not already kind of turned the heads of the bigwigs and make it, maybe it's just John Cena that doesn't want to make it happen. I don't know, but I feel it needs to happen. Baron Corbin is a disgrace. I mean, the matchup is a disgrace.
Yeah, there's been rumors of them like changing it ever since we found out that that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I think I don't, what I will say,
don't say you like Baron Corbin.
No. I like Baron Corbin. I don't know the real guy. I don't know the guy's real name, but him behind the scenes, from what everybody says is that he takes his job extremely seriously.
That's fair.
Which is great. And apparently he knows a lot about the business side of everything. Like, okay. He loves the business side. He loves all that stuff and everything like that. As far as a wrestler, I mean, nah. I mean, that's why I didn't have any problem with him being put into the, the kind of managerial role that he was put into, quote unquote, you know, kind of on the shows and stuff. Because, that'll be the spot he has. Like, he'll have some sort of spot like that going for probably a good portion of the rest of his life as long as he's with WWE. Because, I mean, yeah. As far as a wrestler, I mean, he's not blowing any minds or turning any heads or whatever, but he knows a lot of, from what I've heard, he knows a lot about just wrestling and everything like that. So, like,
right.
I like him for that. But as you said, yeah, I'm really surprised that they're going with him. I think it's a bit of a swerve move. So hopefully we'll see somebody else kind of slide in, takes place. That or
yeah,
he'll squash him and then like have somebody else come out and have a proper match. I don't know.
Well, it's just like, you know, like even like his last match on what was it, Raw or SmackDown? It was Baron Corbin, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I just don't want to see Kurt Angle leave like that. Makes me feel icky. It makes me literally want to just like fall into a tub of bleach and just like, you know, just soak in it and you know, just kind of just cleanse. I just feel gross thinking that Kurt Angle is going to leave on that note. So hopefully something happens, but you know, we got plenty of time to talk about WrestleMania. What we need to talk about is what has already happened, our thoughts on NXT. You know what? I don't think there was, I mean, like you said, it wasn't phenomenal, but all the matches were on point. I don't think there was one instance where I seen any botchery or any kind of, you know, just the rhythm was off. It was all very smooth. It was, you know, some of it was wicked technical, but they did really well. Now, okay. I'll say, we'll talk about the Ricochet match. We're going to talk about the Ricochet, the Royal Raiders, of course, the NXT Tag Team Champions. They went up against Ricochet, and of course, Aleister Black, the new tag team, if you will. Do they have a name, by the way? Do we need to come up with a name for them?
Yeah, I don't think they do. They just come out. They come out separately. So I think
they do.
They just. I think that I don't know. I don't think they have a name or anything like that. I hope the fuck they don't give them a name. It's fine with just being Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Yeah, like, if they come out Rico Black, I'm done.
That's what I mean.
That's no good. But you know what, though?
I mean, if I have to come
the,
up with a name off the top of my head right now, geez, I don't know. Shot in the dark.
Blackachet. It's horrible. That's horrible.
Shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark. That is a good one, dude.
Because, you know, it's like you know, Ricochet and shit. And black, dark, you know. I'm just talking out of my ass right at this point or whatever.
Actually, that's probably the best combo of their personalities. Dude, that's good. You heard it here, folks. If you hear Shot in the Dark for their tag team name, it was heard here. And it was utilized.
Right.
That was by Lethal J. Lethal J, motherfuckers.
I did it.
Now, all right. Now, this whole match, it was, of course, you know, it's a great build up. All, you know, everyone that was involved with this match, of course, very revered in the professional wrestling business. They know what they're doing. They've been around the world. Everyone knows this is going to be a great match. The War Raiders come out. Black and Ricochet come out. They both show, show respect to each other, you know, shake the hands, do their thing. No hard feelings at the beginning of this match, and certainly no hard feelings at the end of the match, actually, either. They showed a lot of respect at the end of that.
Super, obviously a farewell match.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It was definitely that. It's just, it was a great match. I enjoyed it. It was just, how do you explain just the constant energy that it was just on the go? And especially Hansen, that dude, man, that is the most agile bear I've ever seen in my life. When I see that dude, I think of those Russian dancing bears that ride bikes and do and walk the tight ropes and do backflips and do all this amazing. That's what I see when I see Warbeer Hansen. Like, this guy is just, you don't think that this guy can do a cartwheel out of the way in like 2.2 seconds. You don't think that this guy can do a springboard. And this guy went off the top rope to the outside and did a swanton. I don't even know what it was, but it was something. It was 400 pounds being thrown from the top rope on. It was incredible. My take on this match was it was top notch. It was a great farewell match to Black and Ricochet. It's just, you know what, dude? I'm having a hard time because Ricochet is a very sensitive dude. He cries. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine, dude.
Oh yeah.
It's just fine. But you know what, dude? You need to stop doing it so much. You need to stop crying so much because you're softening up Black. You're softening up Black. I think I actually seen him smile a little bit.
What the fuck?
That
I
is
agree.
Not. That's.
The only
that's
time I've
good.
Ever seen him smile was when he got married to Selena Vega, which there's pictures
which
online.
Any,
go see it.
Which anyone would. Which anyone
exactly.
would. Is sweet baby Jesus, as I'm saying. Good God. And if you don't know who Selena Vega is, get the fuck out of the rock that you're under, because God bless the woman and her parents. Anyway.
He's married to her.
Yes. Black is married to her. Oh, lucky bastard. Anyways, so what happened was, of course, the War Raiders and Ricochet and Black beat. We're gonna call them Shot in the Fucking Dark. That's it. We're calling them Shot in the Dark on Serious Lowdown. They're called fucking Shot in the Dark. War Raiders, Shot in the Dark, beat the crap out of each other. Phenomenal show, and I don't think anyone got hurt. They all seemed like, you know, they were all upright and good to go. So it was, I'm sorry, two thumbs up kind of match. And
great,
of course, they said goodbye. They did their bows, and that was it. And now Ricochet and Black are on their way to the main roster, of course, of WrestleMania being, I guess, their official, you know, just permanent main roster spot, which is fucking incredible.
Yeah,
you know,
my
God. I
think they win because the reason I think they win is because they lost last night. I think they win.
I hope they do too, man.
Start. WrestleMania is all about fresh starts and, you know, starting the year off. You know, New Year's isn't New Year's for the WWE. WrestleMania is the New Year for the WWE.
Yep.
So, I mean,
yep.
I think they win the title. I think they'll go forward like that. Plus, you know, with all these guys coming up, you know, Ciampa and Gargano came up and fought too, of course, before we found out Ciampa needed neck surgery. Like, I think this is like a step in the direction. It slowly but surely is kind of becoming more and more or less Triple H's company. And like, because he knows what's up. You know, he knows
that
he needs to focus on the future and everything like that. You know, he knows that people like The Undertaker, people like John Cena, although they may be draws, you know, they're the ones that they aren't leading the future of the WWE. So his mind's in the right area. I see him taking it tomorrow.
I 100% agree. I mean, that, and don't get me wrong, I mean, just the teams in there are going to, dude, they're going to blow it up. there's not one team on there right now. I mean, they're gonna beat the crap out of each other. And I don't know if you've seen the set, dude. There's been a couple.
I heard they started putting it up quite a while ago, though. So I'm assuming it's gonna be something pretty extravagant. It always is.
It was funny because I've seen a couple tweets that said, "Everyone pray for Shane McMahon because the rigging for WrestleMania is, dude. It makes the ring look fucking minute, dude. Just so fucking tiny.
Shane McMahon ain't gonna do shit." He ain't gonna do shit.
Yes.
I guarantee it.
We got so much to talk about. We really do.
He'll do a coast to coast, or he'll do some elbow through the fucking announce table. He ain't gonna do anything he'd done before. There's no opportunity to.
I don't know, man. Maybe he'll do one more Titantron dive, dude.
I don't know.
Do you think he's got it in him?
I know you're like your
butthole puckers up every time he does this shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I love Shane McMahon. Like, I love watching his matches. Like, actually, about a week or so ago, I went back and watched his match against Kane, like the ambulance match, and I watched his match against Big Show, Last Man Standing match. I watched his match against Test. I watched all those old matches with him. Of course, his classic one against Kurt Angle. Now, that a couple months back, when I was kind of thinking about like WrestleMania ideas, I was like, man, Kurt's been around for a while. Like, I don't know how many more of these has got in him. And I was like, oh, man, like, I'd love to see Kurt and Shane go one more time. What a better place than to do it at fucking WrestleMania.
That's
but
truth,
that's probably my favorite Shane McMahon match of all time. That was a phenomenal match. If you've never seen that match, you got to go back and watch it. It was WrestleMania.
You're talking about with Kurt Angle, right?
With Kurt Angle. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what year it was. I know it was at King of the Ring. But, yeah, go check it out if you've never seen it.
Yeah, it's the one, guys, where Shane McMahon tries to get thrown through the glass, does not
get knocked
through the glass. Oh, yeah, dude, you can hear it. It's so cringeworthy. The crack that his head makes.
You can watch it, and you literally see, like, it's terrible. You can literally see Kurt, like, try to help him.
He's like, Jesus Christ, dude, are you get up? And then, of course, Shane McMahon. I don't remember what documentary or what I was watching. It may have been All Access. I don't know. But Shane McMahon was just like, of course, do it again. And then when he finally did it, they went around the other side and tried to do it through the other side.
It was real bad.
It was bad. Poor guy.
He eventually just throws him through instead of Germaning him through it because he just couldn't do it.
Oh, man, poor guy. But yeah, Shane McMahon's definitely he's not the best in the world. That makes me good. He's running that shit. He took it, he's running it, and he's doing well. It's not uncomfortable.
Exactly.
It doesn't make me feel funny. It doesn't make me feel weird like I need to change the channel and see what's on CNN or something.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? The NXT TakeOver. Of course, we're going to keep on segueing like this, folks, and I apologize. That's just the way Lethal J and I work. If something comes to our mind, no script, bitch. That's right. We spit it out, and we do our thing. Now, Dream versus Riddle. If I don't see Dream versus Riddle 2, I will riot. I'm just saying, as far as I'm concerned, this is the match. You know what? You know, everyone thought that the Gargano and the Cole match was going to be the top match of the night. No, it was not. Maybe because I've seen a lot of that happen with the PWG matches and their independent matches. Of course, the Canadian Destroyer and from the top rope, I've seen that happen. I mean, it's just, I guess I spoiled myself, but the Dream versus Riddle match is really where, you know, I was hooked. I was in, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to the bathroom. Yeah. I was there, you know what I mean? Dream and Riddle, crisp. If you're going to watch any match on TakeOver, watch all fucking TakeOver, because it was great. Don't get me wrong, but that was the crispest match of them all. Like, right from Dream's entrance, man, like him getting carried down. I thought that was dope. Riddle's arm bar transitions. I don't know how many he pulled, but his armbar transitions just came out of nowhere. Like him, like Dream coming from the top rope, throwing his elbow, armbar transition. Dream, you know, Dream just coming on with the kick, armbar transition. Like it was just incredible. They just beat the crap out of each other. Like the German suplex over the top rope when Riddle grabbed him from the other side and German suplexed him.
Yeah,
I fell in love with Matt Riddle. I fell in love with Matt Riddle. I loved Matt Riddle,
I
fell in love with Matt Riddle.
I've seen the spot a bunch of times, but it was cool. Like I don't think I've seen that. I mean, I'm sure I have. I'm sure I've seen the spot before, but obviously.
Yeah, I've seen it before,
precious.
I think,
it's
too. But
in my
that,
mind
was,
with,
that was nice.
I've seen it in New Japan a bunch. They do that spot in New Japan a bunch, but, like, it was cool. It's a move that fits Riddle very, very well.
Definitely. Definitely.
And, like, just, like, yeah, that was a really good match.
Oh, yeah.
Another,
he got the bro
I respect
bump.
You.
He got the bro bump.
Yeah, exactly. Another I respect you match, as I called it. The first couple of matches were I respect you matches.
That's what I did notice that, especially with the Ricochet. I'm sorry, with the Shot in the Dark and War Raiders match. there was a ton of show respect match. Like it was actually pretty noticeable. We get it, guys. You respect each other. You guys are, you know, trying to humble each other. Don't. You know what I mean? Be beasts. Beat the fuck out of each other. And speaking of beating the fuck out of each other, Dunn versus Walter. Holy shit. Now that was a match. That was an incredible match, man.
Yes, that was probably the...
Dude, when Walter stepped on Pete Dunn's head when he was on the on the post... I was like, he's going to snap his fucking head off his body.
That was probably the second best match of the night. My favorite spot of that, and I sent a video of it, like, to my friend, because, like, who doesn't watch wrestling much, and he thought it was even pretty crazy, was the fucking, once again, it's a match I used to see in New Japan quite more often than not, but they did a fucking Dragon Sleeper fucking suplex off the top rope at one point, which was fucking crazy, and I, like, Dunn landed right on his fucking head.
I noticed that, dude. He didn't get the full rotation.
It was one of those classic moments. Whenever something like that happens, I refer back to a classic moment in WWE history where just whenever something like that happens, all I can think about is, oh, my God, he's dead.
You've read his Walter's lariat?
Yeah.
Dude, there's no way that muscle detaches. With that, like, there's something detaches from something when Walter lariats somebody. It's just so brutal sounding, dude. Like, just, it's just flesh hitting flesh. And then, like, it's just, it just goes to the side. And then you hear, like, the bone hit the bone. It's just so gory. It's not, I love Walter. I really enjoy Walter now. I mean, I like the idea of him. And I watched a few of his matches with WXW. Or no, is it WXW? In Germany, I think it is. But
he's got tons of great stuff in progress.
Which by the way, David Starr's real pissed off about that. I don't know if you guys watched David Starr's rant with WXW about Walter, but he made a huge what's it called when took the show hostage or whatever it is.
Hey guys, I'm going to tell you right now something about David Starr, because Serious Brad and I have actually talked to David Starr. Whatever you do, if you go over to his house, you take a shower, dry yourself off before you get out of the shower. He don't like that.
Don't step on his mat. I think he actually broke up with his girlfriend because of that. Yeah, don't do that. But anyways, guys, if you're independent fans. He's legit independent. I don't think we'll ever see David Starr in WWE or the big, you know, in the big leagues, not because he's not talented, because that's a crock of fucking shit. It's because he's David Starr and he likes doing what he does. He loves traveling the world and doing his profession, his art, his craft. So go check out David Starr and check out his message that he had after one of the shows with WXW. Walter and Dunn match, incredible. It was worth
brutal match.
The ending. It was worth the ending to a unbelievable 685-day reign as the UK NXT champion.
Right.
That's fucking incredible. There's no way anyone's going to beat that dude. No, I mean, it's going to be a long time. It's going to be a hell of a long
time.
Yeah,
it'll be probably stand it. I mean, that almost holds up to some of the obviously like the regular title reigns in the
right.
WWE and everything like that.
But
I mean, it's obviously not multi-year such as some like Sammartino or Backlund, but I mean, as far as modern era and everything like that, like that won't be repeated for a long time.
No, absolutely not. And I mean, he carried, of course, the NXT UK kind of just being the face and kind of carrying him through. And not that they really needed it, but I tell you what,
Done
was definitely the proper front man for the NXT heavyweight champion. So bravo to Dunn and Walter, and congratulations to Walter, dude. I can't wait to see what the hell the ring general does and who's going to be stupid enough to
I just
want to
see him baiting him.
Bates been getting jacked, dude. Like, I don't think
they'll do a David versus Goliath kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Bates already fucking jacked, dude. He's had some incredible matches with Walter and In Progress and stuff like that. I've seen that guy like deadlift suplex him before and shit like that. Like, oh yeah,
that's insane.
I'm guessing Bate, but
yeah.
You know, time will tell. I wouldn't be against seeing him and Dunn go again.
Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna happen, man. I think he's actually gonna. I don't know, man. I kind of heard that the Mustache Mountain with Dunn might be hitting the main roster, man.
I hope to fuck not. They're just gonna get sucked up, just like every other fucking poor asshole that comes from outside of WWE.
Yeah, well, that's true. Maybe not.
Security.
I hope not, man. I hope this. I hope the new year coming is going to change a lot of things. Now we got two more matches that happen with NXT TakeOver, and then we're going to unload.
Fuck.
We're going to unload about WrestleMania 35 and what we think is going to happen and what should happen. Like, once again, and I'm going to fucking keep saying it until it fucking happens. I don't give a fuck what people say. Sting fucking said on a, I forgot what podcast he was on. He should have fucking been on ours, but it was Wrestle Travel interview, where he quote unquote the only person I'd come out of retirement for is The Undertaker at WrestleMania. What fucking more do you want, guys? And when I say guys, I'm talking about whoever it is that signs the fucking contract or the piece of paper that says, make this shit happen in the WWE. Sting versus The Undertaker. I know The Undertaker's willing to do that. I know he's willing to do that. And if Sting says he's going to come out of retirement to do that, make that money, boo. You fucking hear me? Do that. Get it done and make the dream match that all professional wrestling fans have been wanting for fucking 15 years, 20 years, 25 years?
It should have been him and Taker instead of him and Hunter.
Easily. Absolutely. Agreed.
Very frustrated about that still, but you know, is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we can't argue with the guy who owns. You can't argue with the guy that's going to own the company in another 5 to 10 years. So
yeah, you know, it just breaks my heart that I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm picturing fucking Sting and Undertaker standing by the fucking water fountain at the Astrodome, just sitting there fucking talking.
It should have happened. It should have happened in Dallas in front of 100,000 people, quote unquote.
Was it the Astrodome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just angered
something me. Like that. All it right. was Cowboy Stadium, where.
Yeah, that's
it
what
was.
It was. Yeah. So the Fatal 4-Way match, of course, with Baszler, with Io Shirai, Kairi Sane, and then of course my girl EST, the EST of NXT. Yes. It was a decent match, man. And I mean, Baszler, of course, did the heel thing. She kind of just bowed out until the last minute. and allowed the girls to beat the shit out of each other. And that's really all it was. It was just a lot of, you know, teaming up of Kairi Sane and Io Shirai. I can't say her name. Io Shirai. And then, you know, there was a couple times where they kind of, you know, beat each other up or whatever. I mean, it wasn't fantastic. It definitely wasn't worth a title change. I mean, I did want to see my girl, Bianca Belair, take the belt. I think you said you wanted her to take the belt as well.
I didn't necessarily. Well, you know what? Naturally, now that I say that, yeah.
There was
out
just
of
too
all
much
of them,
work done.
She was who I kind of expected her to win the belt. Because I'm going to be straight up. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of Baszler and the whole horseman thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what Rousey's plan is after Mania tomorrow. If she does decide to stick around, I think she should surround herself with some sort of entourage. Some sort of entourage or a posse, and I think they're the best thing to do. I'm just kind of getting sick of her. She's extremely dominant at this point. She's basically becoming the Brock Lesnar of NXT, which I could really care fucking less about, because obviously, as you know, I don't have that great of opinion about Brock Lesnar. Really don't care. It's basically just the same thing every time they decide to show up. So, but with that said, though, like you said earlier, it was a good match. Like, I mean, women right now in WWE and NXT, they basically can't do any wrong. Like, they know what's up. Like, they hang with the men easily.
Oh, fucking easily. Well, that's the thing, is that the only thing that really upset me you know, I did say at the beginning that that the match wasn't worth a title change. Now, that's not necessarily true. I say that because there wasn't enough work done from Baszler. There was certainly way, way too much work done by Belair, Shuri, and Kairi. Just way too much work.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That fucking spot with Belair where she did the fucking like the FU. Down FU. I don't know what she. I'm blanking on what she calls it. But with both of them on her back, I was like, when they started doing that move, I was like, yep. All right, who's gonna get hurt tonight? But sure enough, dude, she fucking did. She's a goddamn tank. She should have won the match.
Yeah, I agree, man. And I don't know, dude. I don't know how they're going to work her back around for another title match. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who, other than Candice LeRae, I don't know really. I mean, there's a lot of come-ups. There's a lot of, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And what has she done?
Candice LeRae?
What has she done?
Which sucks. I think they're saving her.
Yeah.
They must be saving her because she's an incredible wrestler. That's for damn sure. She wrestled with the guys 100% of PWG,
terrible.
Bro. But, you know,
terrible.
I don't know. They need to do something with her. But, you know, final match, Adam Cole versus Gargano. Best 2 out of 3 for the vacant NXT championship. Of course, you know, as most people that are watching NXT know, Ciampa had to relinquish because of neck injury, which he is, through their surgery, is up. He's good to go. He's actually at the end of the match to congratulate Gargano and Candice LeRae after Gargano won the NXT championship. First fall went to Cole with a pin, and then the last two were submission by Gargano, which I was surprised, really. I thought for sure that he was going to do some kind of super kick, you know, his DIY super kick or something like that, but it was both submissions. And yeah, winning that belt, of course the match was just a lot of, I know who you are and you know who I am. Just a lot of countering. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't like, you know, it certainly wasn't like, you know, when fucking Ricochet and what's his name getting in the ring there, Ospreay, You know what I mean? It's not like when they get in the ring and they're, you know, and that's incredible. When Ospreay, if he does come to the NXT and goes up against Ricochet, or WWE comes up against Ricochet, man, that's just going to be dope, because they're counter matches. And that's what I call them. They're counter matches. Incredible. That's what my take is. It was just, you know, just two guys that knew each other, that have fought with each other. And there was a lot of shades of PWG in the independent circuit in their match. And that's why, you know, I didn't give them the top match of the night. It's just because I seen it. And, but you know, it was nice to see that Straight Jacket suplex. I enjoyed that. That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
I like seeing the Canadian Canadian Destroyer off the top rope. That was incredible. Gargano, I mean, I didn't see too much of Gargano going outside of his wheelhouse, which his wheelhouse is fucking huge. But I mean, he does have, you know, just a few select 100 moves that he uses in NXT. But you know what? All in all, Adam Cole, Gargano, they blew it up. They did their thing. And it didn't happen the way I wanted it to. I wanted Adam Cole to win. I wanted to see Undisputed Era dripped in gold, but it didn't happen. Gargano got that belt. What were your thoughts, man? How'd you feel about it? I know this was the match you were actually excited for.
Yeah, like this was it was everything I was expecting. I was expecting it to be a little bit better. It ran a little long. It was like almost 40 minutes. I remember like sitting there. I remember kind of looking at my clock and around like 30 minutes, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, there's still only one fall here, guys. Like, y'all gotta start bringing this home or something like that. But it was a really good match. I understand like why they had it go as long as it did, you know. And obviously, I'm gonna give props to WWE, because obviously my guess is that they definitely pulled a big ass audible because of Ciampa's injury. I would assume that it was probably gonna be Gargano and Ciampa. Like, you know, just one more time. And I'm assuming that'll probably, I mean, I know what happened after the match, but I'm kind of, I don't know. I kind of think that, you know, what happened, well, I mean, him and Ciampa, I mean, they have to have another match. I mean, he's got gold.
Oh, no, it's going to happen. But, you know, I think it's going to happen, dude. I don't know if you guys watched the, like, you know, the end cut scenes and all the behind the scenes shit, but, you know,
Cole was on the actual broadcast.
Okay. Cole was given, I can't think of his name. The last member to join, Roderick,
Roger Strong?
Is it Roderick? Roderick Strong, he was giving Roderick Strong a hard time and shit like that, because he diverted from, you know, quote unquote, the plan or whatever it was. So I don't know. We might be seeing a little bit of destruction of the Undisputed Era. So
I wouldn't mind that, because Roderick Strong and Cole could have some good matches. Roderick Strong probably other than, I'd say, other than Sami Zayn, who obviously hasn't been in the ring for a while, but
yeah,
Ricochet, and I mean, I'm sure there's maybe one or two others, but like, Roderick Strong's like top five like wrestlers in the company. Him and Adam Cole could put on some crazy matches. I definitely hope that they keep Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly together, you know, because that's a great tag team. Of course, they have Red Dragon before they came to WWE. So I think they could do great stuff with them, but I wouldn't mind. I'd love to see those guys kind of break up and them kind of do like some, you know, matches within themselves and everything like that going forward.
Oh yeah, because I mean, I say this, but it's all of fucking NXT. It's all of NXT. They've got such a rich roster right now. It's just incredible. I'm so excited for NXT.
NXT. We didn't even talk about fucking the hot new signing.
I'm not gonna say it because I know you're more excited about it. I'm excited about it, but I know you're.
I've been talking about
fanboy.
It. I already know he's gonna go there. But yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead and hit him with it.
Kushida, obviously, for those of you who saw, He obviously signed, but for those of you who didn't, Kushida signed on with NXT, which is great. I mean, well, great for – actually, you know what? It's good and bad for wrestling fans, because I'm gonna be real right now. Everybody knows what happens with tremendous superstars who go to NXT from outside of WWE. But for now, I'm going to enjoy it thoroughly, because hopefully – I'm hoping – I think it's June, maybe like it's early June is the next takeover. So I'm hoping we might see him pop up there. That'd be great.
Ugh. Kushida, that'd be great. I call him the Asian Marty McFly. That's what he looks like to me.
Legit. And it's too bad because they probably won't use that. It's very unlikely that they'll use that gimmick going forward, although I hope they would, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's talking trash and saying that's not a good idea, well, this is what I think.
Shut your mouth, you thong-wearing fatty!
That's what I think about. That's what I think about your bullshit. If you guys haven't noticed, when I said that Serious Lowdown was going to come back, that we were going to have some fucking new toys to play with, and Serious Brad went out and got some fucking sound bites, and it's going to be great. Since we're going to be talking about WrestleMania, Serious Brad Daddy is going to put on some background music for the war that is going to happen at WrestleMania. Here it is, guys. Let's enjoy a little bit of drums in the background. Oh, you feel it? Oh, just let it kind of soak in for a second.
I feel it in my loins.
I feel the fire in my loins, and we must battle. But, dude, WrestleMania is going to be on point one. Alexa Bliss is hosting. So we've already kicked this party off proper.
I know you're already set for that.
I'm good. I don't give a fuck what's going on anymore. I'll, you know what I mean? Just say stuff, Alexa Bliss, and then spin every once in a while. And Serious Brad is fine. $35, I'll pay for just that. I'm just kidding. but you know what? A lot's going on. Like you said at the beginning, I'm liking these drums. This is excellent. WrestleMania has 17 matches. 17 matches that are going on
right now. And it will be 17 because John Cena is going to definitely have a match.
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, what pisses me off is, you know, and I don't know if we've got a chance to talk about Asuka being buried for the third fucking time.
There's so many people that have gotten buried, bro.
Well, oh yeah, certainly, dude. Well, I mean, there's supposed to be a SmackDown Women's Championship. But, you know, it was supposed to be Asuka versus Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville.
Yes.
I mean, they actually, which is kind of weird, because they actually qualified to win that match, so to win that opportunity. So that's kind of shitty. But yeah, they got rid of that shit. What match do we want to talk about? I mean, we got all the... Let's just talk about the major ones.
Dude, let's go down through the list, man. We don't have to talk about
them
forever. I am down to talk about the whole entire list. Let's do it.
We got the fucking war. Let's do this.
Exactly.
Okay.
We don't need to spend forever on them. Let's talk about them all, though. All
right, let's just go. Let's go with the big. Let's go with the gusto. Let's go with the main event.
For the first time
in WWE history, WrestleMania is going to have a woman's main event. And dude, make no mistake, they did not go lackluster on this match. We're talking Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus the SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair versus the man, Becky Lynch. And folks, this ain't going to be, you know, if I tag you, if I pin you, then I get that belt. or if I tag you, I get this. But no, whoever tags whoever is getting all the gold. Winner takes all. And dude, I'm sorry. I think Becky Lynch is going to get it. I think Becky Lynch is walking out with both those straps, and she's going to do it like full on heel style, Austin 316, dirty as fuck. But you know what I mean? She's going to do it, and she's going to get the job done. My crazy off the wall is someone is going to get stuck in the rigging somewhere. Someone's going to get stuck in the rigging somewhere. Probably Ronda Rousey. Someone's going to get handcuffed or some shit like that. And they're not going to be able to get to whoever to break the pin. And the person that's going to do that. Yeah, some shit like that.
I think
Becky Lynch is
going to win.
Is it no disqualification?
It's triple threat match. No disqualification.
All right, man. Someone's getting handcuffed. Someone's getting handcuffed to the rigging. That's what the fuck's happening. They're going to climb the rigging and someone's going to get handcuffed to the top. That's what I'm talking about. But Becky Lynch is taking those straps home, dude. She's walking that fucking ramp. Fireworks are going to go off. It's going to be beautiful. Her golden, her fucking red, beautiful hair is going to be flowing in the wind. And hopefully, like, something's ripped on her that shows some kind of, I don't know, just shows a little bit of cleavage. I don't know. It just, I have a vision, and it is Becky Lynch, the man, with two belts on her shoulders. What do you think is going to happen? I'm sorry, Solid Flair. I loved you at one point, but I really want to see Becky Lynch with the straps.
It makes me very glad to hear you say that. It's almost a...
I'm done with Ronda Rousey.
100%.
I'm done with Ronda Rousey.
I agree. Becky pretty much, I mean, she can't. She, at this point, it's kind of like the Kofi Kingston thing where, like, you know, they can't lose, can they? You know, you ask yourself that question or whatever. Can they possibly lose? I don't think so. My off-the-wall prediction for it is that Rousey actually wins. I know that's not much off the wall, but, I mean, that's my off-the-wall prediction, is that she actually wins. Because I don't think she will. There's any chance in hell.
Yeah. Well,
but
it's definitely going to be a battle.
Becky Lynch.
It's definitely going to be a battle.
Becky Lynch,
I think, is there going to be blood?
No.
No blood?
There will not. No.
Right,
will not
no blood.
Because that is against the WWE wellness rules.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and no matter what, no matter how much heat they try to put on this match, they are not going to break through. The only people they bend those rules for is the only person they bend those rules for is Brock Lesnar, and that's because Brock Lesnar gives zero fucks. He does not care at all.
So, well, since we just, you know, said the naughty and nasty word in the WWE right now, Brock Lesnar versus the champion Brock Lesnar, Universal Champion, reigning defending heavyweight Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. Is Seth Rollins going to burn this bitch down or what? Are we going to see Seth Rollins with the belt, or are we going to see Brock Lesnar just go and destroy and walk the fuck back out and go have that steak dinner that him and Paul Heyman were talking about on Raw?
This is a hard one because history wants to basically make me believe that it's going to be Brock Lesnar, but I really want storyline-wise, I really want to believe that it's going to be Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I've been wrong about this the past couple of years with my Brock Lesnar matches. I'm gonna go off on a limb and say that I think Rollins is gonna actually win. I think he'll be the one to actually slay the beast at Mania, because not really anybody has. I mean, he is the one that, if you want to get technical, kind of has, because he of course beat Lesnar and Rollins. Or whatever, or Lesnar and Rollins, Lesnar and Reigns,
yeah,
you know, kind of and everything. So I have to go with Rollins on this one. Storyline wise, I think that they're gonna kind of go forward with him beating the fucking Beast, man, the Beast Slayer.
All right, there it is, Seth Rollins. I'm gonna go with you, man, because I really want to see it happen. We're gonna go Seth Rollins, both of us. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Is Roman Reigns gonna win his first major pay-per-view match back from his recovery of leukemia? I think it's gonna happen. I think Roman Reigns is gonna take the win on Drew McIntyre. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. I think there's no physical way, or any type of way, period, that he would actually lose his first match back. I mean, he actually has the support of the fans. You know what? I have a controversial stance on this. I really don't want to get into it too much. Legit.
Go ahead, buddy.
There's all these people thinking that I've read all these articles. I've read probably a dozen different articles on this shit about how some people have thought that this whole thing with Roman Reigns was a shoot and it was fake. And
yeah, I don't know about that.
I think that's super fucked up.
It's wicked fucked
and
up.
I don't even think that Vince McMahon, a person that I disagree with probably 95% of the time, would do something like that.
No,
I just can't
fathom.
I just can't fathom that would be actually something that they would actually do.
Right, right.
And he's actually, at this point now, he's actually got the fans behind him.
That's
but
desperate.
This is what I was going to say regarding this or whatever. Now, I don't know anything about leukemia, but most people, including myself, have had somebody or know somebody that have passed away or that have suffered from something like this, from
right.
a cancer-related kind of thing.
Yes.
I think that resonates with a lot of people. So that obviously helps with the fact that you're going to support Brock Lesnar. Now, once again, the controversial part of this that I kind of feel is I personally think is kind of fucked up with everything that's going on is that I think it's complete and utter bullshit that it took somebody having to suffer from an illness like this for you to support them and to get behind them. Because
right.
Roman Reigns, whether you like him or whether you hate him or whatever the fuck you want, like whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
He is one of the best wrestlers in all of wrestling, not just the company, all of wrestling. He's a tremendous wrestler. Whether you like him or whether you hate him.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what
is not a bad thing.
And it shouldn't matter whether or not he's got leukemia or any of this shit. It's just super frustrating because when all this shit happened and when all this, you know, and I got so frustrated about this whole shit because, you know, it takes something as serious as somebody essentially almost dying for you to be like, all right, yeah, okay, cool, I like this guy.
Yeah.
And to me, that's incredibly fucked up. It's incredibly fucked up that somebody.
Don't get me wrong.
That
I was like, you know, I'm happy that, of course, I would never wish it on anybody, and recovery is absolutely what I wish for. And the reason that I'm not a fan of Roman Reigns, but I am a fan of the fact that he remains, he's not impartial. People recognize him. They boo him. They cheer for him, but they do not ignore him. And I've always said that. And that's what I respect about Roman Reigns. He maintains that. And, so I'm glad he's better. I hope they figure out something better for him as far as his role in the WWE is. Obviously, the Shield is not an option anymore unless they do find somebody to replace him. Of course, there's always rumors about Braun. There's you know, other rumors about other people coming over and taking the place of Dean Ambrose, or who knows, maybe Dean Ambrose will decide to stay after WrestleMania. We don't know these things.
Yeah, very possible.
If it's very possible. Now, if of course, if the WWE, if the WWE does, of course, decide to keep the Shield, retired. And they move along with their singles careers. Please do something different with Roman Reigns. I'm sorry. Just do something different with Roman Reigns. I'm glad he's better, but just do something different with Roman Reigns. But with that being said, I do hope Roman Reigns does get the W against Drew McIntyre. Why? Because I just don't fucking like Drew McIntyre. The dude bugs the shit out of me, and I saw him at the Hall of Fame thing tonight, and he looked funny in his suit. So he lost points with me because I don't like him in the ring, and he doesn't wear a suit well. So you just X'd out in my book, and I hope you fucking lose your match at WrestleMania 35. Your first, I think it's his first WrestleMania, or maybe it's his second WrestleMania. I don't know, but yeah, who are you taking, Roman Reigns or Drew McIntyre?
Yeah, definitely taking Roman Reigns. With that said, I do like Drew McIntyre. I think he's a great heel. And I was thinking he was my pick to win the Rumble this
year. Too cocky.
But I agree with you 100%, but I think he's going to be one of the future guys. So
I have no doubt about it. So, of course, no one likes it when we see Ric Flair cry, and we certainly don't like to see when Ric Flair is completely choked out because of one of his old running mates drags him out of his changing room on his birthday.
That segment was great.
The segment was beautiful. They did it perfectly. They couldn't have done it any fucking better.
It was the best cinematography I've seen in WWE probably in a long time.
It brought me back.
Probably ever. Yeah, legit.
It brought me back for sure. It definitely brought me back. But it definitely set up finally for the Triple H versus Bautista. It's a no holds barred match now.
Yeah.
So
which means that Triple H is gonna. I mean, we already know what the finish is here. I mean, Triple H is going to beat the shit out of Batista with a fucking sledgehammer.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's either that or it's going to be the other way around.
I can't see it being the other way around.
He's a
future owner of the company. He's gonna beat him. Triple H don't lose at WrestleMania. Ever since the Taker stuff. I mean,
I'm gonna tell you one thing. If one of two of these things happens, I'm gonna take my TV and I'm literally gonna chuck it out my fucking window. And if one, Bautista comes down in full body paint as Drax, I will fucking chuck my TV out the window. or if two, at the end of the match, Lord, what's his name? I can't even think of his fucking name from the Guardians. If Groot shows up and tries to save him,
Vin Diesel plays him.
If Vin Diesel comes out in a hat that looks like Groot, and low blows Triple H to help Bautista get the win, I'm rioting and throwing my TV out the window. So,
I was thinking more Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, yeah. Lord Death. Is it Lord? What is it? What's his
Star-Lord.
Name? Star-Lord. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, I was going to try to say if Star-Lord shows up and wins the match for him, then I'm right. But I won't lie. I'm kind of conflicted on this one. I think I just want to see a good match on this one at this point, because there's not really any investment in it, per se, other than Triple H kind of just showing that he's the king of that kingdom, and Bautista, has been what he always is just an A plus B plus type player in the game, quote unquote, whatever it is. But I'm gonna go with just to pick somebody. I'm gonna go with Triple H. I'm gonna say Triple H is gonna win it, and you're probably right. It's probably gonna be with the sledgehammer, or it's gonna be with him throwing Ric Flair as he's crying with a completely red skin at Bautista to knock him out with all this gold. Because Ric Flair's wearing that gold on WrestleMania.
Oh, of course. Of course. I think it's definitely going to be Triple H. I think Ric Flair might play a role in it.
Yeah.
If you want to get technical, my wild card guest to this would be that Rob Gronkowski somehow gets involved.
Really?
Actually, I think he's going to win the Andre the Battle Royal. I think he's going to win the Battle Royal.
Gronkowski?
You can quote me on that. Yes, Rob Gronkowski. He recently retired.
I know that. I heard that.
Stephanie McMahon has tweeted to him that he's always got a home in WWE. And what a better way to get a nice fat fucking paycheck than show up in fucking New York, which is not far from New England, which is in New England, obviously.
Think about this, though. How many injuries has Gronkowski had in football?
Yeah, those are quote,
you know what
unquote,
I mean?
Quote unquote real, though. Those are quote unquote real.
Right. But I mean,
he can come in and do exactly what he did last time he did and fucking give a fucking football tackle.
Yeah.
And he can football tackle somebody's ass out of the fucking ring and call it good.
Yeah, he could do that. He could definitely do that. So that's Wicked Wild Card. So we got finally, we got Samoa Joe as United States champion and going up against Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio ain't winning that belt. Samoa Joe is going to keep it.
Yep. Don't care about that match whatsoever because it's not Rey Mysterio versus Andre, versus Andrade. So, you know, you can go ahead and skip that. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, dude. I love those guys together. Which, by the way, Andrade and Charlotte
together, man.
That's unbelievable.
Which is probably why you don't care about her anymore.
I don't, fucking dirty bitch. I'm just kidding. Don't quote me on that.
You're gonna get an angry Instagram message tomorrow from Charlotte, from the real Charlotte Flair.
Oh God, dude. I will take any.
Like,
I
heard what you said last night. I heard what you said last night about me. You're banned lifetime from WWE. In all events.
Oh, man. That would absolutely break my heart, dude. I'd be so upset.
Yeah, that can't happen because you're coming to WrestleMania with me next year. Anyway, let's continue.
I think that's probably going to happen, folks. I think you're probably going to see the serious lowdown at WrestleMania next year.
Lethal J's going to be there. And if Lethal Brad wants to join, he's more than welcome. So let's continue.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. So The Miz versus Shane McMahon. I think we already talked about this one. I think Miz is going to do it, but I think Miz's dad is going to low blow Shane McMahon.
That'd be great. I would love that. I think The Miz wins this. I would assume that his dad gets involved somehow, definitely. But yeah, I agree with you for sure. I think that he definitely takes this one.
Cool. Shane McMahon, with that being said, we don't want you to win, but we don't want you to fall from something and murder yourself. So
he'll probably do something really dumb. I mean, he's Shane McMahon. He'll do something dumb and then The Miz will probably capitalize on it.
Of course, and he's going to get the whole crowd going.
What the fuck?
That's exactly what is going to happen. We all know that. That's exactly. I'm going to probably use that one more time before the end of the show because I've been wanting a what the fuck button for a very long time.
You did it, son.
We got Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. We both don't think that Baron Corbin is going to even be in the match. So let's just say that Kurt Angle is going to win his farewell match, but let's just pretend that he's going to go up against John Cena, for example. Do you think he's still going to win it if it's John Cena?
I think he needs to.
Yeah.
I think. Well, this is a hard one because, like, I feel build-wise, he needs to win it. But, you know, as they classically kind of say, like, champions typically go out on their back. Typically.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Jeez, that would, if it actually ends up being Cena, that's going to be a hard one. Because it's John Cena, and, I mean, WWE has the biggest boner for John Cena, no matter how long he's gone.
I love him.
Okay, so I say Kurt Angle definitely beats Corbin.
Okay.
You know, and you know what? I'm just gonna go out and say it. I say that if there's a swerve and he ends up taking on John Cena, I say John Cena beats him. But something like after he already beats Corbin and Corbin beats the shit out of him.
That's a good one. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Like he tries his hardest. Like he gets him in the ankle lock. He rolls him over into the STFU, and he just can't hold on anymore. He taps out, going. But he goes out like champion, standing ovation. John shakes his hand, gives him a hug, and that's it.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. Yeah, that's probably exactly what's going to happen. That's storybook. I'm gonna piggyback on yours. I'm going to say the same exact thing. That's probably as clear-cut crisp as you're going to get for a farewell match. We've got the Cruiserweight Championship, which is actually going to be the kickoff show. Buddy Murphy
which
has
I'm
the champion,
pissed.
Of course.
It's on the fucking
what?
Pre-show, and it's probably gonna be like the best fucking wrestling match on the goddamn card. Maybe
it's
other
Tony
than
Nese,
fucking
too.
Styles and Orton. Yeah,
well, it's
exactly.
Gonna be against Tony Nese, and Tony Nese is, I mean, he's literally, yeah, he's an incredible talent. He's
other
what,
than
what do they call
that
him?
Guy's... Oh, jeez, I'm not. I'm trying to think.
It's like Prime Time or some shit like that, or the something event or some shit like that.
I want to know what they call him because I know what you're talking about.
Anyway,
let's just talk about very quickly about how it's bullshit that's on the fucking, you know, that's on the goddamn pre-show.
Dude,
they're
putting tag team titles on the pre-show, bro.
Like I said, other than AJ Styles, Randy Orton, most likely because of AJ Styles and, you know, the fact that AJ Styles is a goddamn golden god, that'll probably maybe Brian and Kofi. That might be an actual really good surprise. But anyway, that'll probably be match of the night wrestling wise easily.
Well.
Come on, bro. Tony Nese and fucking. Tony Nese, Buddy Murphy. It's gonna be
the
match
couple match.
Match.
Yeah, it's gonna
they're
be
gonna,
an absolute
gonna get
match.
A,
I mean,
they're gonna get probably. They're gonna get probably 6 to 7 minutes. And I guarantee it'll be probably better than anything on the fucking main roster, other than possibly, like I said, AJ Styles and Randy Orton. I guarantee it. And when it happens, I'm going to send you. All I'm going to send you tomorrow over Facebook Messenger is just a smiley face or maybe a thumbs up. Thumbs up. A big thumb. Big thumb. I'm going to send you a big thumb when it happens.
Send me a big thumb. Fucking big thumbs. all right, man. Well, you know, I'm not going to go with match of the night, but I am going to say it's going to be definitely probably top three match of the night.
Definitely.
And I'm going to go. I think Tony Nese is actually going to take the belt. I think Tony Nese is actually going to take it because I think it's time for.
I didn't even say that. I agree with you. I think Nese is going to win it. I think Murphy's had his reign. It was really good. He won it in Australia and everything in his home country. Like, yeah, I agree. I think Tony Nese will take it.
Okay. So we got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle. The current entries is a huge old list. I'm going to go right down the list. We've got Braun Strowman. We've got, of course, got Colin Jost and Michael Che from SNL, which I'm really excited to see them win because that's what's going to happen. Andrade.
Yeah, most likely.
Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze, Jinder Mahal, No Way Jose, Bobby Roode, Chad Gable, Kalisto, Grand Malik, Lince Dorado, Bo Dallas, Kurt Axel, Heath Slater, Rhino, Victor, Connor, Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Otis, Tucker, and then EC3. That's a lot of people.
That's a Braun hard Strowman's one,
gonna
man.
Win. Braun Strowman's going to win.
Most likely it's going to be Braun.
Or they're going to flip the script and they're going to do a surprise and Colin Jost and Michael Che are going to somehow.
Okay,
this is what's going to happen. It's going to come down to those three. It's going to come down to Braun Strowman, Colin and Michael. They're going to end up eliminating each other. Braun Strowman's not even going to eliminate them. They're probably going to turn around. They're going to see that Braun Strowman's in the ring with them, get scared, and eliminate themselves. And Braun Strowman's going to win because of that. He's not even going to lay out the hands. They're not even going to get those hands. It's just going to be, oh, fuck.
I don't know. Can you technically get those hands now that he's a face?
Well, yeah. I mean, I get. Good point. I mean, he did threaten him.
I don't know if he can anymore. It's like,
he did threaten.
Like, you're like a big cuddly teddy bear now, bro. Like, I don't know about getting hands.
Maybe a tickle. Maybe a slap and a tickle.
All right, that's fair enough.
All right, Braun Strowman's gonna win.
You think? Okay. All right. Oh man, I don't know. I'm kind of upset that I didn't. As far as I know from what I've read, Kevin Owens isn't in it. I was gonna guess Owens when a while ago. That was kind of like my guess, and then Elias was kind of my guess too, but. They don't really seem to have... I mean, I'm sure they'll make appearances in some sort of fashion. I mean, I'm sure it'll involve Braun somehow, like you said. It'll definitely involve Che and Michael, Colin and Michael.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean...
Meh.
Fuck, bro. Like, I'm really bad at Battle Royals. Like,
I'm horrible at Battle Royals, man.
Maybe
the Honky Tonk Man will win.
We would only be so lucky, bro.
Honky Tonk Man.
I'll go with you, and I'll go out on a limb and say that Strowman wins.
All right, and then
because has he won one? He won one, right? He's won a battle royal before.
I think so. Well, he won the one in Iraq or Kuwait or whatever.
Oh,
that
was a Royal Rumble. Has not. Cesaro won one. Let's see. Big Show won. Okay, Cesaro, Big Show. I know Corbin won one. Matt Hardy won last year. Fuck. Who? But there's one more. There's one more. I'm blanking on it. Oh Jesus! I was just talking about it. Mojo. So yeah, Corbin hasn't won. Jesus Christ. Strowman hasn't won. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I can see that then.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Meh. See. Let's I just hope Honky Tonk Man wins it. That's what I want to see. I want to see a Honky Tonk Man come in and smash them with a guitar. And swivel his hips and say it, just say something stupid, and that's it. The Honky Tonk Man wins.
He's gotta have Jimmy Hart come out though with the megaphone. scream people's faces.
Well, yeah, Jimmy Hart will come out, and yeah, and he'll come out with a guitar too, and he'll hand it to to him, and you know, that'll be the end of it, and old timers win, man. Don't fuck with the old timers,
right,
dude. Don't fuck with them. They're always gonna come around and beat
ass. Don't do it. You'll get
that's devil. Right. All right, so the WWE Championship, finally the Cinderella dream, if you will, of 11 years in the WWE has finally come to fruition. Kofi Kingston gets his chance against Daniel Bryan, the WWE champion. He's going to take it. Or is he
I can't see a scenario where Kofi does not fucking win the goddamn title.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it anywhere either. So, we're both in for Kofi, so. And it was funny because actually, during the Hall of Fame, they would put the cameras on Kofi, and they would cheer. And then immediately they would pan over to Daniel Bryan, and they would boo. And they went, dude, they did this like 10 times back and forth to where Daniel Bryan actually got up and folded his chair and almost like walked out.
Fans don't know what they want, bro. I mean. Fucking a fucking fan attacked Bret Hart tonight. So I mean, what does it matter?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't see that shit?
No, man.
I had it on. I wasn't paying much attention or whatever. But yeah, fucking fan hopped in the ring during the Bret Hart segment with Natalya, and it was a big old thing. I'm gonna rewatch it tomorrow because I wasn't paying too much attention. Like, all I remember was that a fan attacked Bret Hart and that the Road Dogg got fat. Those are the only two things I remember, but, I mean...
Yeah. Damn it. Oh, Road Dogg, please.
And I remember, like, Heath Slater getting in the ring and trying to act all hard and shit. And, like, Tyson Kidd showed up, and Ronda Rousey got in the ring because she was friends with Nat. Oh, it was great. It was a great time. But then, out of nowhere, he would have beat the fuck out of him. But then, out of nowhere, Road Dogg got fat. But anyway, let's continue.
Be like, who's attacking? Did
and
I?
And
is
I
that
love Road Dogg, bro.
He's fat as fuck, man. What the hell? God bless you, Road Dogg.
If you're listening, I love you. I doubt you're listening. But if you were cool, you'd listen. Instead of training all those young folks at NXT, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, the next generation of superstar. What the fuck, Everett? No, I'm just kidding. That's horrible. But it's true. So the Women's Tag Championships, we got Sasha and Bayley, of course, the champions, against Beth Phoenix and Natalya, Nia Jax, Tamina Snuka, and the Iconics. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no reason why they would bring Beth Phoenix back in unless they were going to win it. So I think they're going to give one of the legends of professional wrestling a chance to win those tag team titles. So I think, honestly think Beth Phoenix and Natalya are going to win those belts at WrestleMania.
I disagree. To be honest, I disagree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's in. I think she's in there just for the draw. I think she's just in there just to, you know, just to kind of put her in there kind of thing. I legitimately think the Iconics actually might win, because I think the whole thing, I know that's pretty crazy with like the teams that they're going up against, but I don't think if they do give the titles to Tamina and Nia, it won't be for a while. And I can see them losing the titles. I mean, Bayley and, Sasha, because they've already won them. They were the first.
Yeah.
So at this point, you know, they can lose them, and so they still have that mark. And the Iconics, they're young. They can kind of run with it. They're good heels and stuff like that. So I think the Iconics kind of steal it.
Oh, well, we finally disagree, folks. We finally disagree a little bit on what's going on. Intercontinental Championship. We got, the almighty Bobby Lashley with his megaphone sidekick, Leo Rush, versus Finn Balor, who is coming as the demon. So,
Yeah, so I mean that's kind of a giveaway, no?
Yeah, so I think the Demon's gonna be the new IC champ. So I'm gonna go with Finn Balor on this one. I think Leo Rush is gonna get his ass beat too by Lashley. I think
yep.
it's gonna be the end of
I,
them.
I think so, yeah. I go with Finn Balor as well. I'm very upset that this match was not between Balor and Rush. I think they could have put on a much better match.
Yep. Well, it's going to lead to that. It's going to lead to that.
I hope so. But yeah, I think Balor takes this. I mean, he's only lost once ever as the Demon, and it was to Samoa Joe. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well,
this
is what I think
is going to
happen. I think Finn Balor is going to win. I think Bobby Lashley is going to beat the shit out of Leo Rush. I think Finn Balor is actually going to feel bad because I think he's going to put such a beating on him that Finn Balor is going to come and rescue Leo Rush. And if that doesn't happen, there's going to be some kind of confrontation between him with Leo Rush and Finn Balor, to where Finn Balor is just like, you don't need Bobby Lashley. He's probably actually going to praise Leo Rush, and then probably give him an opportunity. And I think that's the way they're going to turn Leo Rush face, because I think that's going to be the next step for Leo Rush, is him to be turned face. So something's going to happen. It's definitely going to be Leo Rush and Finn Balor, because that's going to be a barn burner. Once that gets locked down, that's going to be a match or a series of matches if they're smart. Yeah. I'm going with Finn Balor. Did you say Finn Balor as well, brother?
Yes. Oh, yes. Finn Balor.
Yeah, nice.
No doubt about it. He puts that paint on. He's winning.
All right. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. The Usos, the champions, of course, versus Aleister. We've already talked about this one, but we'll just recap it. Usos versus Shot in the Dark versus The Bar. Versus the Asian-Russian alliance of Nakamura and Rusev. We both know that Shot in the Dark is going to win. So Aleister and Ricochet are taking the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
Yep, I agree 100%.
Booyah. And it's going to be a great match. It's going to be a hell of a match, but the Shot in the Dark stuff is going to take it. And the Raw Tag Team Titles, The Revival, Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson versus this I don't get this, but what the fuck ever. Versus Zack Ryder and Kurt, who gives a fuck, Hawkins. there's no
yeah.
The only way that they would spin this is if it was yet another Zack Ryder WrestleMania moment. And that's the only spin I can see on this. And Kurt Hawkins finally lose, and then they'll piggyback with Kurt Hawkins finally breaking his losing streak. But I don't know, man. This is a tough call. It could go that way, or it could just be a fucking ass beating. So I'm going to go with the Revival. I think the Revival we're going to retain.
You know, I really want to say that.
You're gonna go with the fucking WrestleMania magic, aren't you?
Yeah, the only reason I say that is because is Hawkins still on his losing streak? He is, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. They put him as
you
ref
know,
there
I
for a little bit, remember?
Yeah. I think between him and just like Zack Ryder with his former WrestleMania moment, I think they'll actually give him a WrestleMania moment. I think he'll win. I think they'll hold it for long? No, they'll probably lose it tomorrow night or something like that, or the night after. But
yeah,
I can see them winning for sure.
Cool. Well, yeah, watch fucking Gronkowski and Mojo Rawley come the next night on Raw and take the belts from them. Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious? Ugh. Well, hey guys, the war drums have ended. And that means that is the end of our predictions for WrestleMania. But there's a sweet little thing that Lethal J and I like to do when we do our predictions for our pay-per-views, at least for the major ones. And that is our absolutely wacky what the fuck moment of the night. What is going to be, what is your wacky, what the fuck prediction for WrestleMania?
Yeah, I know. Cause from what I've read, there's going to be at least one crazy ass surprise, possibly two. Oh man, something crazy. Well, I guess my first one, I'm going to have a couple of them. The first one isn't going to be as crazy because I think it's a legitimate possibility. My first one's going to be Rob Gronkowski winning the fucking Battle Royal.
Okay.
So that's my first one.
Mine's so fucking wacky. It's ridiculous. It's never going to happen, but go ahead.
You know me, man. I try to keep mine realistic.
You like to keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah, but still wacky nonetheless. You know what? This is my other one, and I've kind of thought about this one. I think that Paul Heyman finally turns on Brock Lesnar.
I know,
right? Speechless, right? But I legitimately think, I don't know. There's nothing that's really teased it, but, like, I think that Paul Heyman actually finally turns on Brock Lesnar. That's kind of like my more off the wall one.
It could happen. I've been calling it for a while. I want it to happen real bad.
And if you really want me to go that far off the wall, I think Joey Janela shows up and forces the entire Barclays Center to have a penis party. All right, that's my crazy off the wall.
No, that's not Joey Janela. That's Joey Ryan. Which, by the way,
fuck.
Yeah, it's fine because Joey Janela is doing Spring Break as well, so it's easy to mix them up.
Is that
somebody
had an event last night? I thought it was Joey Janela had like a crazy event with like DDT. Was it Spring Break last night? Joey Janela Spring
Break.
Yeah,
it was Spring. Yeah, Joey Janela Spring Break 2 or 3, and then Joey Ryan had the fucking weird ass match. It's all right, dude. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. We make these mistakes, brother.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Relax, dude. Joey Ryan was smacking asses with somebody in his last match. I don't know what it was, but literally they were just...
Oh, my God.
It was so bad. I did a tweet about it, and God bless Joey Ryan. I don't know if he just pulls these random what-the-fuck moments out of a hat when he needs to, but this is definitely a what-the-fuck moment. It was interesting. But anyways... my wacky, what the fuck, probably not going to happen moments of WrestleMania is going to be Chris Jericho showing up with the Young Bucks and having an AEW invasion. And it kicks off a war between WWE and AEW. Boom. That is my absolutely wacky, what the fuck, probably not going to happen moments right there.
I love that shit.
That would, dude, I would die happy. Wouldn't that be just the dopest thing in the world? Just Chris Jericho just showing up, and he's like, "Oh, you guys thought I was gone? Well, I wasn't. I was gone, but I made sure that I brought some friends with me when I came back." And then, boom, Young Bucks show up. Boom, Kenny Omega shows up. Boom, Adam Page. Boom, you know what I mean? Just oh god, that'd be just sexy. God, that'd be sexy. I would enjoy that. And then. And then, this is going to top it off right here. And then Chris Jericho goes, "Oh, you guys don't think that we can be here? Well, guess what? We have an investor that says otherwise." And then Linda McMahon comes out and then she's the investor and boom, that's what happens. That's my wacky, that's my wacky moment. That's pretty nice, right?
That was tremendous.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is correct.
All right, guys. It's been a wonderful, wonderful evening talking with you. Me and Lethal J just running at the mouth, letting you know what we think about wrestling, what's really happening in wrestling, what should happen in wrestling, and what could most likely never happen in wrestling. But the point is you're hanging out with us, you're listening with us, and thank you so much. Guys, this Wednesday, we're going to kind of go back to roots and start interviewing some indie stars. And we're going to be interviewing independent professional wrestling. His name is Pretty Ricky Wilde. Go check him out. He is a very eccentric creative character. And he is definitely someone that you just walk by and ignore. So make sure you're checking out. Make sure you're checking out our social media, of course, at Serious Brad, at Serious Brad Podcast. I've been sticking with Instagram and Twitter. Facebook sucks. Just check out Serious Brad, Serious Lowdown, Pin the Shoulders, Lethal J. And we will have some kind of link to the shows. And of course, if you don't have a link through us, just go to thechairshot.com. Always use your head. That's where our home is. That's where our show always lands. Is right there.
If you
there.
Don't have a link, you're not first. You're last.
Yeah, that's right. Second place is first loser. You sons of bitches.
Get to
thechairshot.com. And of course, shout outs to all of our sponsors: Collar and Elbow. Street Fashion, Wrestling Passion meets Street Fashion. Use a promo code SeriousBrad and get 10% off your final order. They've got one hell of a inventory going on right now. Shout outs to our boy Tim at Squared Circle Apparel. Use promo code SeriousBrad for 15% off of your final order. And of course, you guys want to become better professional wrestling fans. Who doesn't? Well, we've got a sponsor who's going to allow you to do that. Power Slam TV. Put in promo code the chair shot and it's going to give you a month free. And if it's, you know, even if it wasn't a month free, it's only $5.99, guys. $5.99 for a month for thousands of hours of hundreds of different promotions around the world. You guys, it's a phenomenal offer and it's a phenomenal place to go to kind of bone up and see who's the up and comings and kind of actually go back. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys see a lot of these superstars coming through WWE, coming through Ring of Honor, New Japan, wherever it may be. And you're wondering, why? What's the hype about? Well, Power Slam TV can do that for you. Go check it out. And they can show you all the backlog of all the current superstars hanging out with the WWE and whoever else. And, of course, shout outs to Greg DeMarco, our boss man. He's the one that keeps the show running and keeps us all in line. He's the big daddy. And he takes care of everything. So that's it for tonight. Lethal J, is there anything else you want to add before we say goodnight to our wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, and sexy listeners? I said sexy. That's right. I'll do what the fuck I want to.
That's right. You do it. Real quick, New Japan beat Okada this morning. It was a really good match. I haven't watched the whole entire thing. I've seen a bunch of highlights and stuff like that. I'm going to finish it probably either tonight or tomorrow. It was a really good match. Jay White was victorious, of course, because Okada won the big little tournament there they had going on. The G1 Supercard also happened recently, and shocker, Enzo Amore and Big Cass jumped the fucking gate and then got their asses kicked in real life by the Briscoe brothers. So if y'all
did
don't believe
really,
me or y'all, yeah. Or if y'all don't believe me or if y'all didn't see that, you go check that shit out. Cause that is legit. And that happened. And that really happened. So you go Google Enzo and Big Cass and you can go see them get their asses kicked by the Briscoe brothers. Cause it actually happened. And it was very satisfying. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that makes me so happy. It makes me so happy.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like I need to do some kind of dance or say happy birthday to somebody. Before we say goodnight, we have a little segment that we always say happy birthday, and we're going to say happy birthday to The Rock's grandfather, actually. Hi,
Woo!
Chief.
Hi,
Peter Mavia. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, happy birthday. And the way we say happy birthday here at Serious Lowdown now is this way. In no disrespect, we love you, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday, motherfucker. Happy birthday to you. Oh.
That's right. Have a good day. Yeah, wasn't that nice? That was
excellent.
That was excellent. That's how we do things around here.
You better wish him a happy birthday, or Andrew or fucking Enzo and Cass are gonna knock on your door and then get beat up by you.
Yes, that's exactly what's gonna happen. I'm gonna kick Cass in the balls, and then I'm just gonna pull Enzo's hair because he's a little bitch and he'll just follow me wherever I go. That's what I said. The real one, you know, fucking punk. I'm calling you out right now, Sirius Brad.
That's right.
Is calling out the real one. You want to come to my door? I will fucking punch you in your mouth, and I will like it.
Oh shit! I got one more thing to say. I completely forgot about this. We should GoFundMe. We should start a GoFundMe for send Sirius Brad to
WrestleMania,
Tampa Bay, Florida next year to come see WrestleMania with me, because I live about a couple hours from there right now. So if we want to start that, y'all send your donations. There will be a possible link in the future. I said possible, not right now. There is not one right now, although there should be. We're going to start one possibly. And you guys are going to send.
There's a possibility.
You guys are going to send Sirius Brad down to Lethal J so we can go enjoy all of the WrestleMania weekend ourselves. So keep an eye out for
that.
That might be a possibility.
And don't worry, disclaimer, the money doesn't make you responsible for all the, you know, stalking that we'll be doing at WrestleMania, you know, kind of hanging out in the hotel.
We get arrested,
that's
on you, not on us.
That's part of the disclaimer? Oh, okay. So yeah, if you fund me, yeah, you got to bail me out, guys. You got to bail us out. That's part of it. So every dollar that you put in makes you responsible for getting us out of jail. So keep that in mind when you hook us up and send Sirius Brad to WrestleMania, Tampa, Florida next year. That'd be dope.
Right.
Hey, guys, make sure that you're being good professional wrestling fans. Make sure you're keeping the business clean. Make sure you're keeping the business true. And make sure that you're watching WrestleMania and supporting professional wrestling. Because what else are you fucking doing?
Exactly.
Have a nice night. Watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone. Take care of yourselves, motherfuckers. And remember, it's never a bad time to be serious.
Nope. Wear your T's over your B's.
That's right, people say.